Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Bond King by Mary Childs is a reported biography of Bill Gross, the influential bond investor who helped turn PIMCO into a dominant force in global fixed income. Written by a journalist with a talent for explaining markets, the book follows Gross from his unconventional early years through the rise of modern bond trading, the creation of blockbuster bond funds, and the institutional culture that grew around them. Instead of treating bonds as a dry corner of finance, Childs uses Gross's career to illuminate how interest rates, risk, and investor psychology shape the world economy. The narrative also explores the human cost of high-stakes money management, including workplace dynamics, power struggles, and the pressures of celebrity within Wall Street and beyond. For readers curious about how bond markets really work and how one person can influence them, this book blends financial history, character study, and a cautionary tale about ambition and control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Las Vegas to Wall Street, the making of a risk taker. A key theme is how Bill Gross's early life and formative experiences shaped the mindset that later defined his investing. Accounts of his background and early risk taking often emphasize a blend of discipline and gambling instincts, a combination that can be unusually potent in markets where probabilities, timing, and emotional control matter. The book frames his trajectory as a case study in how personal history can imprint on professional decision-making, especially in finance where rewards can reinforce extreme confidence. It also sets up an important contrast. Bonds are widely viewed as conservative instruments, yet Gross approached them with a competitive, opportunistic edge. By following his path into investing, the narrative highlights how an outlier personality can find a niche in a market that most people misunderstand. Readers come away with a clearer sense of what separates a conventional portfolio manager from a star who is willing to make big, unpopular bets. The theme also invites reflection on the thin line between calculated risk and overreach, and how early successes can build a feedback loop that affects judgment later in a career. Secondly, how bonds became power. Understanding the arena Gross dominated, the book demystifies the bond market by tying its mechanics to the world events and policy decisions that drive returns. Rather than treating fixed income as static, it shows bonds as a living system affected by inflation expectations, central bank actions, credit conditions, and investor sentiment. By anchoring the story in the rise of large institutional investing, it explains how bond funds can influence pricing, liquidity, and even the behavior of other market participants. The narrative helps readers see why small changes in interest rates can reshape everything from mortgage costs to corporate expansion, and why the biggest players care so intensely about forecasts. Gross's prominence becomes a vehicle for understanding duration, yield, and the role of government debt without turning the story into a textbook. The broader takeaway is that bond investing is not merely about clipping coupons, it is about anticipating the future path of money. The topic also highlights how information advantages, strong distribution, and credibility with clients can create an engine that attracts more assets, reinforcing a firm's market clout and shaping the industry's center of gravity. Thirdly, building PIMCO, culture, process, and the machinery of performance. Another major focus is how PIMCO evolved into an institution and how its internal culture supported, and sometimes amplified, the strengths and weaknesses of its most famous leader. The story examines the idea that sustained performance is rarely the result of one brilliant trade, but of repeatable systems, research pipelines, disciplined meetings, clear accountability, and a firm-wide language for risk. At the same time, it explores what happens when a star manager's identity becomes intertwined with the organization's brand. Readers see how success can harden into hierarchy, where dissent becomes harder, communication grows cautious, and stress spreads through teams tasked with meeting expectations. This topic offers insight into the behind-the-scenes reality of asset management, the committees, the constant monitoring of exposures, and the need to coordinate traders, analysts, and client-facing leaders. It also invites questions about what makes a healthy performance culture versus a fear-driven one. The book uses PIMCO's rise to show how investment firms are built not only on models and macro views, but on human relationships, incentives, and the ability to turn conviction into coordinated execution. Fourthly, fame, pressure, and conflict. When the Bond King becomes a problem, as Gross's reputation grew, so did the pressures of being treated as a singular authority in a complex market. The book traces how celebrity can distort decision-making, encouraging bigger bets, reducing tolerance for challenge, and raising the stakes of every drawdown. It also details how workplace conflict can escalate in high-performance environments, where strong opinions are common and stress is constant. In that context, leadership style matters as much as market insight, because the organization depends on collaboration and trust to move quickly when conditions change. This topic examines how personal behavior, internal politics, and shifting perceptions among colleagues and clients can threaten even a dominant franchise. It is also about fragility. An investment organization may appear stable while assets flow in, yet become vulnerable when performance stumbles and narratives shift. For readers, the value lies in seeing how non-financial factors can become material risks, affecting morale, retention, and client confidence. The theme also underscores that investment results are judged in public, while the messy realities of human management happen inside closed rooms, often building toward abrupt turning points. Lastly, lessons from a legacy. What Gross's story teaches about markets and ambition, the final topic is the set of practical and philosophical lessons that emerge from Gross's rise and turbulence. On the market side, readers gain a better feel for how macro calls are made, why timing matters, and how humility can be a competitive advantage in environments where the future is inherently uncertain. On the human side, the narrative highlights the costs of relentless intensity, strained relationships, narrowed identity, and the tendency to treat every disagreement as a threat. The book also illuminates the danger of relying too heavily on a single hero, whether in a company, a portfolio, or a personal plan. A recurring takeaway is that reputations in finance can be both an asset and a liability, pulling people toward defensiveness and away from learning. For everyday investors, the story reinforces the importance of diversification, process, and the ability to tolerate periods of being wrong without panicking. For professionals, it provides a lens on leadership, governance, and the need for institutions to outlast any one individual. Ultimately, Gross's career becomes a narrative about building edge, managing risk, and understanding that success requires not only insight, but emotional control and durable relationships. In conclusion, this book fits readers who like narrative nonfiction about money, power, and institutions, as well as anyone who wants a clearer grasp of bonds without wading through a technical manual. Investors, finance students, and business leaders can all benefit because the story makes fixed income feel consequential and connected to real-world events, while also showing how personality and culture shape outcomes. The most useful life benefit is the way it trains your attention on process over hype, disciplined decision-making, awareness of incentives, and respect for uncertainty. Those lessons translate beyond investing into careers where performance is measured and pressure is constant. Compared with many market books that focus on stocks, trading gimmicks, or simplistic lessons, The Bond King stands out by centering the often ignored bond market and by treating its star as a complicated human rather than a pure hero or villain. It offers both a primer on how a critical market works and a cautionary case about ego, leadership, and institutional fragility. If you want a smart, readable account of how modern finance is made and unmade, this one is worth buying. If you would like to support Mary Childs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.